When you look at that offense that Cincinnati has, what are the challenges that you see that they present?
It's a versatile offense. They have a lot of weapons all over the field, and they know how to get the ball, their weapons, in a lot of different ways with their new offensive coordinator. They're going to throw a lot of formations and stuff at us, and we have to be able to adjust and go out there and play fast.
As a guy in the secondary, do you like the challenge of facing one of the elite guys in A.J. Green?
Yeah, A.J. Green's explosive. He's an all-around receiver. He does it all. He's going to bring different challenges for our secondary, and we have to be able to, you know, be able to adapt and be able to, you know, figure out what to do to shut him down, because he's a player that can take over the game. So eliminating him from their game plan would be huge. But if all them players got there and do their job, we'll be fine.
How is he like Julio, and how is he different? They both came out at the same time, both highly touted, and certainly two of the top receivers in the league. Does it help go up against Julio in practice, help you prepare for AJ?
No, they're both different in their ways. You know, Julio's a bigger receiver than AJ Green, you know, size wise. But they're both explosive players, and when they get the ball, they know what to do with it. This is something we have to, as part of the game, you know, teams going to have good receivers, and you have to be able to adjust and adapt to it.